Parshas Metzora. The whole parsha of having the thing tzoras, which is translated as leprosy, but it is not really leprosy. Leprosy is a physical ailment. Tzoras is much more than that. It's a spiritual ailment that manifests itself like with rashes or that type of thing. And it is a miraculous thing to the extent that the pasuk says ki solvol ha'aretz el eretz kanan asher ani zayin lochem lachuzo v'nasati negat tzoras beveis eretz achuzaschem. Tzoras can not only apply to the human body, it can even apply to a person's garments, and it can even apply to a person's house. A person has something growing on his wall. He goes to the kohen, he says kanega nearly babayis, and the kohen goes ahead and inspects it, and if he determines that in fact it is tzoras, then you have to go ahead and basically destroy the house. You have to take away the tzoras. So Rashi over here comments, and Rashi says, "Well, nasati negat tzoras besura toiva, besura hilahem. This is good news. You have tzoras on your walls of your house. Shanegoyim boim aleihem." It's good news that you have tzoras in the walls of your house. Why? Because Rashi says that the Canaanim, the inhabitants of Eretz Canaan, before Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Canaan, they hid gold and silver in the walls of their house. They're afraid of Klal Yisrael coming. And therefore they were hidden in the walls. And therefore now Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and the Canaanim left. So now you have this house, you have tzaras. Guess what? I start tearing down my wall, and lo and behold, I find a pot of gold. Now, so it's a good news. Yeah. There are easier ways for God to give gold to someone. Why does it have to come about through knocking down the walls of your house? God, Rebbeinu Shlomo, you want to give me money? Okay, wire it, ACH, you know, whatever, Zell it to me. Okay, well, you have to go ahead and put it in the wall. I have to knock down the wall. I have to find the gold. So the. The Chidushi Arim, the first Ger Rebbe, says this actually in Parshas Bo, that when the Rebbeinu Shlom told Klal Yisrael before they came out of Egypt, V'yishalu ish me'Yisrael v'yishom me'Yishchunta klei chesed klei zahav, that they were going to go to the Klal Yisrael before they left Egypt, they went to the Egyptians, and they quote, V'yishalu me'Yisrael, they should borrow klei chesed klei zahav, you know. Like the guy that borrows your lawnmower and never returns it. So why does the Torah say v'yishal? This wasn't borrowing. They were going to keep this. So why does the Torah use the lashon you should borrow this gold and silver? So the Chidush Arim famously says is because this was the first occasion when Klal Yisrael came into money. Until now they were slaves. Now they're going to walk out of Mitzrayim with riches. Rule number one about money is you have to look at it like it's on loan to you. It's God's money. And he's lending it to you. And he's giving it to you to do the right things with it. But you should always keep in mind that money is on loan. It's on loan from God. And that has to be the Jewish attitude to kesef and zav. It's not your money. It's, you know, somebody once told me that he was looking for a job and he went to the patriarch of the Gurmazian family. He asked him for a job. Anyway, he asked him a very pointed question. He says, how did you become so rich? This was a bocher. How do you become so rich? So Mr. Gurmazian said, because God knows I know what to do with his money. which means he knows I'm going to do the right things with this money, which he did, as we all know. So that's V'yishalu. It's a loan. So the Sefer Milchamas Yehuda extends this svara and says the reason God gave us the gold and silver by breaking down our house is to tell us a lesson that gold and silver can come to destroy a person's home. That if money takes a hold of you, it can ruin your house. It can ruin your home. The home is the bias is the family. Gold can ruin a family. And if you don't believe me, I'm not an attorney, but I advise you to go to an estate's attorney and speak to him about the horror stories that when someone dies and leaves over a Yerusha, the destruction that this sometimes causes families is just incredible. You know, they fight over the Yerusha. Brothers don't talk to sisters. Sisters don't talk to brothers. Parents, the surviving parent doesn't talk to the children. Why? Because of the inheritance. It ruins families. Therefore, yes, God is giving us money. But he's giving us money by knocking down our house to teach us a lesson. Watch out. Because gold can destroy a home. Therefore, you have to know how to keep it and how to use it and how to handle it. And that's why he gave us this money, this gold, through the means of tearing down a hall to remind us this could happen to you.